the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. It's a long one today, just a warning, and we start with an exclusive. The robots are coming. Free podcast host Anchor could automatically delete your account without any warning. It happened to experienced podcaster Jonathan Mendonza, and all for uploading a piece of audio that he owned. And as we went to press, we've discovered one reason why. If you're with Anchor, it's a must read. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Edison Research has published a top 30 US podcasts ranker. They call it the only podcast ranker that covers the entire US podcasting industry, and it claims to measure shows by reach, not downloads. We've published the full list. Joe Rogan's number one, of course. Apple Podcasts is a bit broken today. Random shows are appearing in Apple Podcasts category top shows listing. We link to what we're seeing for business, comedy, technology, and society and culture. Some are in foreign languages, none are recognizably, quote, top shows. And it appears that storefronts are affected throughout the world. This apparent bug, which has been visible for at least the past 3 days, coincides with problems that some podcasters are reporting with Apple not updating its website with the latest episodes for some shows. Ad trafficking system Google Ad Manager has announced it will now handle audio, TuneIn and Spotify using it already, says the UK's Matt Deegan. Integration, he says, is coming for podcasts, but isn't quite there yet. Other outlets are now reporting on Amazon's podcasting plans and pointing out the clause that says you can't say anything bad about them on your podcast. We reported that on July the 23rd. GeekWire reports it as a PR mess. Now, just so you know, we've submitted PodNews' podcast last week. We've agreed to those licensing terms because, you know, the worst that can happen is that we get thrown off for calling Amazon a bit amateur, and that would be excellent publicity, don't you think? Yesterday, we linked to a long Twitter thread containing various accusations against PRX management from a black woman who's since left the company. CEO Kerry Hoffman has responded via an all-staff email. "I do not get things right plenty of times, and I have a lot to learn," she said, outlining a number of steps the organization will take. Triton Digital have unveiled their Australian podcast ranker for the month of July. ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia is the number one publisher once more. It measures participating publishers only. The ABC, the country's largest podcaster, is still not measured, despite having said they'd join within months last October. The spokesperson from the corporation tells PodNews, "We're working through some technical issues and hope to be able to participate in due course." Now, news in brief, Art19 has expanded its relationships in Korea for podcast technology and ad sales. 86% of podcast listeners in Saudi Arabia listen to brand-funded podcasts, according to a study. Optimal Finance Daily are looking for a new paid host. They're one of the jobs available in Podjobs today. Studio 71 has announced its Q3 2020 slate of podcasts. They say that ad revenue has grown by 690% year-on-year. The Audio Production Awards 2020 have been announced in the UK. In Amsterdam, the Podcast Festival 2020 is planned for September the 18th to the 19th. One of the speakers is me. I'll be talking about how to take control of your podcast hosting and RSS feed, unveiling some unpublished findings about hosting podcasts yourself and whether it's a good idea. It's a mainly virtual event with, shock, some physical parts. You can get tickets now. And Inside Radio has published a list of the top 10 most powerful people in podcasting. Conal Byrne, who runs the iHeart Podcast Network, is deservedly awarded the number one slot by the publication's editorial board, who also work for iHeart Media. And thank you to podcast host Simplecast, who've increased their amount of support as their company grows. An IAB certified host, they offer comprehensive analytics and unlimited storage. We're grateful to them for their support. You should be like them at podnews.net/Patreon. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.